Striving for higher corn yields with higher populations and narrower rows. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. In an effort to find that next big breakthrough in corn yields, Iowa-based Stein Seed Company has been experimenting with 12-inch corn rows, equidistant plant spacings, and corn genetics able to withstand 50,000 plants per acre. We asked Stein's Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Myron Stein, what they've discovered so far.
This year on our own farm, we planted about 2,500 acres of 12-inch row corn. It was our best corn. We were a little bit drought-stricken this year. Our farm averaged about 140 bushel to the acre, and our best field, which did have some rains that some of our other fields didn't have, averaged 234 bushel to the acre. That was 12-inch row corn planted at 51,000, so the finished stand was around 48,000.
So is that extra investment going to pay off?
We did do a little bit of research this year on that, and we will do more. And what we did a population test testing different hybrids. And this is hybrid specific. And we really only have one hybrid that we would tell you is cost effective in high population environments. Of course, if you choose to go 12-inch rows, you can plant other hybrids, but you just want to make sure you don't plant them too high.
What are some of the challenges associated with going to that narrow of a row?
You know, one of the biggest, obviously, is making sure you have the right equipment. As far as spraying 12-inch rows, we put high flotation tires on our sprayers and sprayed it crossways. We did that the first year. This year, I think we'll put tram lines down the rows for our sprayers to follow. But all your equipment really needs to have the high flotation tires on it. Because with 12-inch rows, you can imagine if you just have a conventional, you know, a tractor with conventional tires on it, you're running over a row and compacting a row down, and that, you know, that's bad. So compaction, right now, all of our nitrogen's put down with fall-applied anhydrous. Of course, in some cases, it may be desirable to do side dressing. Well, you know, you can't side dress 12-inch rows. So that's a challenge too. So there's a lot of challenges, or there are a lot of things that need to be addressed for high population, high density corn for the future. And we're just starting to dabble in it right now, really. We are 100% convinced that the future of high corn yields is higher populations. And if you do that, if you have higher populations, and we're talking you'll have to have populations within the 60, maybe even 70,000 plants per acre. To do that, you will have to be in narrow rows. There's just no way around it. So we'll have to figure out how to make this system work.
Myron Stein, Stein Seed Company, and that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.